Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
As COVID-19 causes more death around the world, parents are wise to be able to communicate detail to their children in appropriate ways. Many parents just don't know how to bring up the topic or where to start the conversation. Now, there's a new book out described as a convenient and easy way to introduce new topics. COVID-19 has truly shaken up children's worlds and left them with so many questions. So let's talk about a book designed to be a way to educate them on what's going on in the world that can be read over and over again until life is back to normal. The author is Eleni Davis. She's a former ER nurse and joining us on the phone from Saudi Arabia. Eleni, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Eleni, parents talking to their children about what's going on in the world, some places more serious than others, but serious everywhere. What are your thoughts about how difficult it is for parents to address these sorts of issues around COVID-19 with their children?
I think it's extremely difficult because it's hard to know the balance of how much to tell them and how much to shield them from. Of course, when your kids are suddenly pulled from school, pulled from all these activities, can't go out, they're going to have a ton of questions. And I think parents are at a loss. I definitely am at a loss and still am at a loss. It's just very difficult to find the balance. You don't want to scare them. So
children are seeing the news headlines just like adults. We might assume that they're not comprehending or knowing what's going on, but what sort of fears do you think are created when in the living room these sorts of things are being talked about, death and destruction and the issues that come along with the economic impact?
Yeah, I think that kids in general are definitely getting more scared, especially when they see their parents worrying. That is one way that our family has chosen to just not have the news on while the kids are in the room. And what we see, we filter to them and decide what we want to tell them. I think that kids in general are being isolated from their friends. They don't have that comfort. And that brings even more of a fear because they don't even know if those friends are okay. So I think fear is very real for kids and causing a lot of anxiety.
Eleni, you have your own children. How old are they now? And you've used your book, obviously, to sometimes I talk about road testing books with children. And no doubt you're reading this to your own children?
Yes. So my kids are 6. I have twin boys. And they were suddenly pulled from school, like all kids, and they were really scared, and they had no idea. They kept coming to me with questions about the virus, about this, and so I, as an ER nurse, am not working any longer, and I thought, what can I do to help my kids, not only my kids, but other kids in the world? So I went to a couple of friends, and I said, other moms, and said, hey, would you like to help me write this book? Because our kids are having questions, and we need to answer these, but provide parents and ourselves with a platform that helps you talk about it. So that is why we started doing what we started doing. And my kids now love Belinda. Belinda's become a part of our home. Also in the book, there is a balcony scene, which I know we've seen those videos go viral on YouTube of the people in Italy and other places coming together and singing on balconies. But we put Belinda in there because we wanted children to know that they could be a part of the solution too. And we can all unify to help beat this virus and do what we all can. So my kids personally had, this has lightened it and opened the door that not just concentrating on the fear, but concentrating on the solution. So in the book, there's wash your hands, isolate if you need to, just that we're doing this for the greater good. And so I feel that instead of concentrating on your kids about the fear of it, what can be the solution? And I think this book really addresses that.
And you've got the book illustrated, and so there's obviously a balance between the narrative in the book, what you're reading to the children as a story, and what they're seeing in the illustrations. And I guess, you know, when you talk about the balcony scene, you've got those sorts of things well illustrated, so children are making sense of what they're seeing in the book and what they're seeing on their screen.
Yes, we purposely did very colorful pictures, happy, and we wanted it, we wanted the visuals to be cues to the kids. So there's a lot of, there's I think two pages on activities to stay active, and they Belinda's jumping rope. She's learning the guitar. She's watering the houseplants. She's doing things, and so kids will visually see that, and I think kids are very visual when it comes to learning, and so we wanted to put the positives, the solutions, and what they can be doing. So it is a lot of beautiful artwork. It's watercolored. It's truly a beautiful. Our artist did a wonderful job.
You yourself coming from a solid, firm Christian foundation, but the book itself doesn't have a lot of religiousness about it. You've written it really for a global audience here.
Yes, yes, we did. We wanted it to get in the hands of all children, but just because something doesn't mention directly faith does not mean it's addressing a biblical principle, faith over fear. This book is trying to combat fear in our children, and I think Satan has gotten a strong, strong hold on Christians and the world in general by causing this fear, and that's what I am praying for, that this book will cast out fear from children, from parents, and cause a sense of calmness and normalcy in children.
Eleni, I'll come to how listeners can get a hold of your book in just a few moments. And, of course, the book is called, it's an odd name, it's called What's Going On? Asked Belinda Fitzjohn. So it's an unusual one. I'll ask you about that in a moment. But I did say to listeners, we're talking to you today from Saudi Arabia. And I wonder whether you've got a brief insight into how Saudi Arabia is handling issues around the COVID-19 virus.
Yes, I think they're doing a wonderful job. Of course, this is a kingdom. And so we right now are on 24/7 lockdown. So this has been very difficult for us and for our children, which means we can only go out for necessities, groceries. So they're really taking the bull by the horns, per se, and really trying to stifle this virus. But, of course, that comes with other issues of being inside all day. And but they're doing a great job, and their numbers are lower than most countries. So we appreciate that.
You, coming from a medical family, your husband is a doctor. You mentioned that you're a former ER nurse, and you've written your book in conjunction with other people who are in medical practice. And so there's a real sort of medical focus around the sorts of things that you're wanting to communicate with children.
Yes, my husband is actually an ER doctor, and he is actually goes into work and takes care of the COVID patients. So we are through that. We were able to sit down and talk and with the others and decide what we wanted to actually address in the book, how much medical we wanted to put in that. We described a little bit about germs and how viruses and how you can't see them, but they're there. But we also thought for kids, the best thing too also is to provide the solution of washing your hands, wearing masks when appropriate, that type of stuff.
Let me come back to the unusual title of your book. What's Going On? Asked Belinda Fitzjohn. Where does that title come from?
Actually, Donna, one of the co-authors, she is from the UK, so this was a worldwide effort. The two other moms are from the UK, and we were wondering about the title, and we just thought that for sure kids are asking the main questions. All of our kids were asking, what's going on? They kept asking, what's going on? Because obviously. So we just thought that would be a great title. And she chose Belinda Fitzjohn, I think partly because it rhymed, but also because we wanted to reach all children and just make that name, we felt, just address it. And if you look at Belinda's, a cute little girl with, you know, curly black hair. And so we just wanted overall for her to be a happy name, but addressing all kids. So.
Well, Eleni, thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with us, because the name of the book, What's Going On? Asked Belinda Fitzjohn, is going to be a resource for parents all over the world, talking to children about what's going on in the world, in the new world we live in, the COVID-19 coronavirus world. Now, here's how listeners can get a hold of the book. It's available through the website bareted.com, bareted.com. There is a shop there. You can get a hold of it, but also on Amazon UK and Amazon US, you can get it as a Kindle version. So bareted.com, and you can also get a hold of it at Amazon UK and Amazon US. And the title of the book is What's Going On? Asked Belinda Fitzjohn. The author is Eleni Davis. And Eleni, just thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. I know that part of the proceeds from your book are going to support Doctors Without Borders, a good cause. Thanks so much for being with us today on 2020.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.